This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our dermatology and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. David McDaniel, board-certified dermatologist in Virginia Beach, Virginia, who is here today to talk to us about non-surgical fat reduction. Welcome back, Dr. McDaniel, to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be back and talk today.
Well, certainly looking forward to hearing what you have to say today about non-surgical fat reduction. So let's start there. What is non-surgical fat reduction, and what are your recommendations for someone who is considering non-surgical fat reduction?
Well, it's a good question. Non-surgical often means different things to different people, but basically at its core it means no cutting, no liposuction cannulas being inserted into your skin, and no general or systemic anesthesia. So truly non-surgical means you're being treated with no invasive procedures.
And what are reasons someone would undergo non-surgical fat reduction?
I think one of the most common reasons is because they're either not a good candidate for surgery for some reason, they don't want the downtime, they have a concern about anesthesia, they have medical problems or history that cause issues, and then simply the recovery time. Traditionally, most surgical fat reduction is liposuction, and that's where a little hollow tube is injected under the skin like a needle, and you have some type of local or regional or general anesthesia, and you vacuum out the fat that's unwanted. Inherent in that is some bleeding and some swelling and potential for infection and other issues, plus you can't really get up off the operating room table after a liposuction and go to the gym. So non-surgical fat reduction in its infancy years back was not very effective. The results were variable. Now the results are very consistent. Eric, you could come in today and we could treat you, and when this broadcast's over, you could go out and run, you could go play sports, you could go to the gym. And you might be a little sore tender, but the odds are you would have no restrictions on your activities. So truly no downtime, truly no surgical procedures. So that's appealing to an awful lot of people. They're busy, they're active. A lot of the people that come in may not be actually even overweight. They might simply have exercise-resistant pockets of fat. Now, you might be a personal trainer or a yoga instructor and just have these little pooches that won't go away no matter how many abs, crunches, sit-ups you do. And so some of these people come in just because they want to be recontoured. Other people, you know, you might be postmenopausal and your body weight's the same, but your fat has shifted where you don't want it. There are a variety of reasons. There are many reasons people want to have fat reduction. The non-surgical part appeals to almost everyone, assuming they can get the results they would like.
Certainly makes sense why the appeal is there. Now, what are some non-surgical fat reduction options?
Well, the options used to be pretty limited, but in the last month and as recently as yesterday, before this broadcast, the FDA has been approving new treatments. So there have been some major new introductions and breakthroughs in non-surgical fat reduction. So the one your listeners probably are most familiar with is CoolSculpting. CoolSculpting was developed by some friends of mine up at Harvard Mass General Hospital a few years back. It's really a brilliant plan. You basically pull your skin up into a little cooling chamber, like a little refrigerator freezer, and it sits on your skin for an hour or so. And the fat that's pulled into that little chamber is frozen, but it's done so gradually that there's no damage to the overlying skin. So you lie there and you can watch a movie or read or take a nap while the fat is frozen. When you remove that, what you see is what looks like a little margarine stick the size of the refrigerator chamber, and it's crunchy like a melting popsicle stick. And you can massage that and kill more fat cells, and then you can basically go out and go to the gym if you want. So that has been the gold standard. It's become very safe, very widely used. So most people know what CoolSculpting is. If you need more than a few little fat pockets done and you want to do larger areas of your body, then you can do what's called treatment to transformation, where you can get literally most areas of your body sculpted. It requires multiple sessions, and it gets more expensive, but it's still an option where you have no surgery, no downtime, no restrictions, and you can do it in stages as your time and schedule and budget allow. So CoolSculpting has been really the gold standard. There are other options, though, because CoolSculpting isn't for everyone. For example, if you had a hernia, you really don't want your skin being pulled up into a cryo chamber. Some people, like the personal trainer we mentioned earlier, you might have rock-hard abs, and you may not have enough skin laxity to pull it up. So if you can't get the fat in the chamber, you can't freeze and kill it. So a device called Vanquish came onto the market. Vanquish uses a wide field, like think of a panorama or an IMAX screen. It would treat, for example, your whole abdomen, your inner outer thighs. It uses radio waves to heat the fat cells, again, while not damaging the skin. And then more recently, the first really major breakthrough with lasers has occurred. So the really exciting new kid on the block is a thing called Sculpture. And if you imagine having large applicators the size of maybe a playing card, you can put these and attach them like Legos on your body, and they lie flat on your skin. It takes about 25 minutes, so it's much faster. In some cases, it's more affordable. So the laser fat reduction now has been FDA cleared, very safe. If you have listeners that think laser, I've got skin of color, this is a problem, they've designed the laser so it's safe for skin of all colors. So the cryolipolysis, the cooling, CoolSculpting, the lasers, these are safe on all skin types. The laser Sculpture heats the skin a little bit, but there's a cooling cycle on it. So while you're heating the fat, you're protecting the skin. So with the cold, you feel like you're out on a cold day and your hands are getting too cold. And then when you thaw out at the end, you feel like when your hands are warming up. The heat with the Sculpture laser is different. You get warm and you start to get uncomfortable, and about that point, suddenly the cooling comes on. And so both of these are very comfortable treatments. I mean, you can literally, you can watch a TV show for Sculpture and you watch a movie with CoolSculpting because they take different times. And then the last device is a thing called iLipo. iLipo uses very low-level lasers, so there's no sensation. There's no real discomfort. And they actually don't destroy the fat cells. They alter the way the fat cells live and activate, so it actually sort of turns down the fat cell activity. So you can basically freeze your fat, melt your fat with radio waves, heat your fat with laser, or gently tell the fat cells to shrink, all while you're lying, reading a book, or checking your email, or whatever you'd like to do.
You got to love the convenience of that. Today we are with board-certified dermatologist Dr. David McDaniel, who is the founder of his own laser and cosmetic practice in Virginia Beach, Virginia, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. McDaniel, what does each procedure entail, and what is recovery like per each one? Is one more longer than the other?
Well, that's a good question, Eric. First of all, it entails a consultation to see if you're a candidate and have realistic expectations and go over budget and your lifestyle and try to tailor a treatment for you. So the first step is to consult an expert. The second step is for the patient to become educated, either reading in advance or let your expert team educate you. It's critical that you have an experienced person treating you. I can't overemphasize that, because some of these devices, they're now so safe that it doesn't require the skill to turn them on, but it does require skill to know how to attach them and how to perform it. So there's definitely a difference between the skilled and experienced consultants and the less skilled as far as matching you to the best treatment. And the best treatment is, since these are all very safe devices, the best treatment is the one that gives you the best results that you want, that fits your lifestyle and your budget. And with four devices now available, you'd like to pick a center that has all four. Now, that's not practical. We're fortunate and blessed to have four. But you'd like to at least go to a center that has two of the dominant technologies, or a center that has a great deal of experience in using one device. So, for example, if you're a CoolSculpting expert, there are different size applicators. Think of different size shoes to fit different people. How that's designed and done affects your results, your comfort, your budget. So you get a consultation, choose an expert, make sure they go over all the options, choose the options that best fit your results. So, for example, if you come in to see us and you'd really like to have CoolSculpting and that's a great treatment, but we tell you, gee, your skin tone is so good that we can't get that little pooch up in the chamber, but we can do sculpture and use a laser and it fits flat, that's going to make a big difference in your outcome. So I think that's really important. How things are applied is important. For example, Vanquish works better if you're very, very well hydrated. So there are a lot of tips and tricks, but you want experienced center, you like to have the equipment that's best suited for you. For a lot of patients, these will all work. In that case, then we focus a little bit more on convenience and budget, which sort of goes, Eric, to your question about the time. If you come in and you have two love handles, or you've got a muffin top or abdominal fat, but let's say you've got two love handles, we would treat one side may take up to an hour, and then we switch and do the other side. So it might be about 2 hours for the treatment time with CoolSculpting. We might be able to use sculpture and do both sides simultaneously, and that might take 25 minutes. So it's a half an hour versus perhaps up to 2 hours. If you're a very busy person, or you have a sitter for your kids at home, or you've got an active lifestyle, you might choose the shorter time period. Some centers that specialize in CoolSculpting do dual sculpting. And it's like dueling banjos. They have two devices, so you lay there and they hook up both sets of love handles at the same time. That'll take an hour. So it might be the same cost, but it actually halves the time. Some centers specialize, I know in the West Coast in California, one of my friends has a special center just for men. So you can go in and watch sports TV, and it's a guy thing, and then they've got one for women. So depending on where you are, metropolitan or rural, does determine what you can do. All these devices, pretty much when you leave, if they're properly done, with rare exceptions, you're going to be able to go out and do whatever you want to do. We've had a few rare cases where people were really tender. It's not a serious or permanent or dangerous complication, but we've had a few people who were just really sore and they didn't feel like going to the gym. And one of them, I think, was a personal trainer. So things like that, the complications aren't really dangerous, but they can rarely be inconvenient.
And I was just about to ask, in conclusion, are there any complications associated with any of these procedures with non-surgical fat reduction?
Well, Eric, that's another good question. For all the devices, all the procedures, these four main brands, CoolSculpting, Sculpture, Vanquish, iLipo, one complication, the most common one, would probably be someone not achieving the best results that they could, and more importantly, not the results the equipment is designed to do. So you can go in and be underwhelmed because the people have used the right equipment, but they're not perhaps the best trained or experienced. So you really want to get the maximum amount of benefit for your money. So if it takes more visits to get it, or things are a little lopsided, people are coming in because they want symmetry. So you can imagine if you put the device on a different angle and position on one love handle than the other, you might look a little funny. So you know, they're not really complications, but you want a pleasing result. You want pretty contours. So not using the equipment optimally really hurts your pocketbook and gives you a body image that's not as good as it could be, but it doesn't really harm you medically. The next problem we see, the second most complication probably, is you'd be a better candidate for treatment A than B, or B than A, but the people only tell you about A because that's all they have. And B is across the street, and so people have to also educate themselves and be educated consumers. It is elective surgery. Is different when you're putting your life at risk with anesthesia or the surgeons, but you're at least putting your budget at risk. Some people are a little more sensitive to heat or cold than others, so they might be a little more uncomfortable. It's not really a complication. Rarely somebody will get a bruise. You can get, with these vacuum devices, if you're on a blood thinner or take fish oil or a baby aspirin, you can get a giant hickey. There are a handful of a fraction of 1% of cases that have actually, some rare cases where people have grown extra fat. There are very, very few of those people on the planet, but they exist. But you need to think how many people are treated and how successful this has been. With the devices that use radio waves, there's a risk of a little, like a sunburn reaction or a blister on the skin. Again, that's an experience and technique-related issue typically. So most of these are pretty rare. The low-level lasers really can't heat you enough to harm you. The other devices, particularly the Sculpture and the CoolSculpting, have major safety features, and the machines monitor everything. They actually, you carry pagers, and they'll page your staff if there's a problem. They talk to you and tell you when you've reached certain stages. They're very adjustable. So again, we have staff in the room essentially all the time, so they're there, and if you need to move things up or down, you probably have a soundboard in front of you where you can move things up and down. So we can adjust these sort of like a dimmer switch on a light switch or your stereo. So again, it comes back to experience, but these are very safe procedures. Now that we have this whole menu of procedures, our ability to really sculpt almost anything on your body is on the very near horizon. So the FDA hasn't approved the companies to market them for a whole body sculpting yet, but we expect that to come very soon. So now you have approvals for marketing for love handles, for muffin tops, or abdominal fat, thighs, things like that. But there are a lot of other areas that can be treated. Yesterday, the FDA approved a device that fits under your chin, sort of like a chin strap on a football helmet, and it uses the CoolSculpting. It's called Cool Mini. I think your listeners are going to be hearing a lot about that. Cool Mini, I've talked to the investigators from here and overseas a few weeks ago, seen some of the pictures. They're really stunning. They work really well. There doesn't appear to be the downtime or swelling. So maybe it's not a diet or exercise area. Maybe you inherited your mother's chin. So if you've got your family's double chin and you're a nice thin marathon runner, you'll be able to use the CoolSculpting to treat that. Because we do a lot of facial cosmetic surgery, one of the real elusive things for us now is the fat under your chin. So traditionally, again, it was liposuction. The world has just changed. The Cool Mini is going to be, I think, hugely popular. Earlier this summer, the FDA just approved a thing called Kybella, which are injections for your double chin. We use those. I teach that. So we now have, within the span of the last few months, we have two ways to treat under chin fat. And that can make you look old. You can have a very youthful face and be very trim. So, you know, it's not just your love handles and your bra fat. Men who have excess breast tissue, gynecomastia, or colloquially known as man boobs, those can be treated now. There are young boys and young men that have that, and it's very embarrassing to do sports, go to the beach. So some of these genetic inherited fat pads, now you've got your mother's hips, your aunt's double chin. These things can be treated now, and you can go right back out and do activities. And the results are enduring, too. These are long-lasting results. These aren't temporary results.
Well, folks, if you've been looking or considering in getting a non-surgical fat reduction procedure, you've certainly gotten the lowdown here from Dr. David McDaniel. Tell us where folks can get more information and to be in touch.
Well, they can go to the web and look at our website, or they can email us at info@drmcdaniel.com, and that's Dr. McDaniel, not doctor spelled out. So info@drmcdaniel.com, and we have a lot of information on our website. It's very educationally oriented.
Well, once again, we thank you for your time and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Okay. Thank you so much, Eric, for having me on.
And you're more than welcome. I'm sure the listeners certainly gained a lot of insight on these procedures. We've been speaking with board-certified dermatologist Dr. David McDaniel, who is the founder of his own laser and cosmetic practice in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And once again, the website of reference is drmcdaniel.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.